this year, it was so beautiful. For the first time in all my travels with my wife, she got to step into the ocean. Now, I've seen the ocean many times in my travels, and one time I was standing on a coral reef, and it had been washed away by the ocean, so that there was a little bridge that you could walk over, and yet if you walked down and around, you could walk under the bridge and look at the ocean. And so picture, if you will, the immense crystal blue of the ocean in the background, and then this limestone reef, and in the middle has been worn away a hole, and through the hole you see nothing but the immense deep blue of the ocean.
Crystal sea. There's a window in the cliff where I can watch the sea. The white caps come a-rolling, each wave a mystery. The sea is crystal blue, the sky reflects the same, and each wave as it crashes speaks his holy name. They follow his guidance, they delight in his will, for he painted the white caps and he formed the swill. He molded the rocks and poured out the great sea. He colored the water just for you and me. It's for our delight that Jesus first spoke the word, and every creature, both great and small, heard. They knew the voice of the Master. They understood. He who created pronounced it was good. Through my window the sea thrashes for me. My heart thrills and delights to its vast beauty. And I bow my head and thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
It doesn't matter where we are. It doesn't matter what our situation is. The one thing we must learn to do is to praise Jesus. Our God is a jealous God. And our God loves you just as much as he loves me. Just as much as he loves the sinner. The difference is we serve him. And if you don't, you might want to rethink things, because just like the water, the ocean, the waterfalls that slowly wear away the rock, this world will wear you away to the point where you reach death. And if you don't know Jesus, you don't know his salvation, you don't know his love, your eternity is nothing that you will enjoy.